Behind every locked door is a story waiting to be uncovered. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
Is this going to make people feel more empowered to speak out if they are currently in situations like this? Because there's obviously far more powerful people than Diddy that engage in things like this. People who probably aren't even well-known names that anyone is aware of. Just a lot of money and a lot of power.
Yeah.
Just because, celebrity aren't the only people with money in our country, but I think we tend to forget that sometimes. So you have a lot of people, I think, operating, just directly under the nose of everyone, but because there's no microscope on them or nobody's like really looking that closely in to their actions. So the question is this going to empower women, men, whoever may be in the sort of abusive type situation where they're being taken advantage of at sex parties or things like this, and this is just kind of what they do, to speak up, to say, this is not okay treatment, I'm not going to do this anymore? Are we going to see some of those worlds crumble down, or are they just so well insulated by the money and the power that some of these people have that, all of us out here on the outside can say, yeah, speak up, get out. But when you're in there, it's not that easy.
No, it's not easy. But I think it's just like the Me Too movement had a big impact on, I think, how powerful people treat other people. It's like seeing that there are consequences. So I think it goes both ways. I think it will empower people who have been victims, and it will also maybe rein in people who are perpetrators or potential perpetrators. They realize, oh, people do go to jail for this. Mm-hmm. They had better start, controlling their dark impulses.
It one would certainly hope that this could move the needle on that. I mean, certainly it seems like the Me Too movement has moved the needle there.
Yeah.
This is just like another, it's like a tendril deep into the underground of it, when we're really seeing how these people have operated for so many years. Not only the individuals who are being victimized, do you think this is going to change any of those monsters that are out there? Those super wealthy, narcissist, sadist type individuals that are out there. Does this scare them? We have, jail, we have, all sorts of things to hinder people's, things that they do, crimes that they commit. And it oftentimes doesn't really hinder anybody from doing a crime if they're going to commit a crime. Will any of this hinder those sort of folks from being the victimizer? Does this make someone like that step back and go, maybe I shouldn't be doing that? Or is it just like this, just so they don't absorb it because they don't get it, that it's about them?
I believe in the power of social learning. People do learn from what they witness. And there may be some that are so extreme and so far gone and just really drunk with power that it's not going to stop them. But I think a lot of people do pause and consider how they behave. And a lot of the celebrities that have gone to jail or completely lost their careers, over the allegations, sometimes that haven't even, had legal consequences for them. They've made settlements out of court or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think it does have an effect, and every little bit is a good thing.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll continue to see that. Another allegation that came out against him recently, revenge. Let's talk about revenge with individuals like this that are this narcissistic and have this much power. Allegations that I believe it was in 2012, Diddy, and this is actually in the arrest report. It doesn't go into great detail other than saying something about revenge and arson. The allegation is that in 2012, he firebombed a man named Kid Cudi, his car, over in a former relationship that he apparently had with Cassie Ventura prior, and jealousy, anger, rage, all of that. That's like a big thing. Like, I don't know, firebombing someone's car, I guess. How does someone stay so insulated from that for more than 10 years ago now? I don't know, it's kind of baffling that no charges had ever been really brought against him for this sort of thing. It was just kind of always out there in the ether, and now it's coming to light that, oh yeah, really, it was him. What does that say about the revenge on things like this? And does he still hold power? Is there people that should some people still be afraid to come out against him for fear of some sort of retribution from his goons?
I'm sure there are people who know things that are afraid to speak out just for that reason, because, you know, we're talking again, as we often do, about the cluster B personality pathology. And those folks tend to be very vengeful and seek revenge. And so it doesn't surprise me at all that he would do something like that. And he's probably done other things, you know. And we hope that people feel safe enough at this point to come forward about it, because he needs to be put away.
This is going to make for one hell of a Netflix series. We're talking about it off the air. Like, we've seen the Dahmer one. Now we've seen the Menendez one.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the Diddy one, because this, it's so, if you wrote this script, people would say it's too extreme.
This is too much.
And, but unfortunately, it's not, and it's real people's lives that have suffered.
Yeah.
Finally, hopefully some justice.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.